I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, this Friday, July 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us from the road is Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. She is a candidate for the U.S. Senate race in the Republican primary on August 6th. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Trucker. How are you?
We're good. Crawford County, I had Dan Bonamy on the show. He said that they endorsed you at their endorsement convention in Crawford County. Another county up here, Jeff and the folks over in Oscoda County, they endorsed you as well. You're racking up these counties. How many are you up to?
Trucker, I'd actually have to go back and count, but I think we're at 49.
How many?
49, I think.
49.
And I have to go back. Don't hold me to that. I've got to go back because truly they're coming in, can I say, almost faster than what we can keep up with because we're on the road.
Sure.
So, you know, literally I was driving when Skoda called me. I was driving from Berry County over to Wyoming, and I got this call, and it's like, hey, Doc Sherry, we just wanted you to know we 100% endorsement. So we just want you to know Skoda just endorsed you. So St. Clair has, and Skoda has. Crawford, as you said, that's been within the past couple of days, past week. So
yeah, Crawford,
we'd have
yes.
to go back, and I want to get it on the website where we show barometer and just show, you know, county.
Yes.
Dave Agema thought that Kent County had. I know Kent County has done a resolution. Kent County is behind me. I know that Kent County grassroots has endorsed me, but as a county, I hadn't gotten that. Dave Agema thought that they had, so he was going to check into that. But the counties are getting behind me. The beautiful thing with that, Trucker, is that they then become my ground game. They're telling their constituents. They're asking every day. We're getting, hey, we need more literature because we're doing the door knocking. Last night I was at the Black Robe Regiment, and fantastic presentation. That's the second time I saw it. And they were up there, hey, I voted for you today. Hey, I got a yard sign of yours. Hey, I need more literature. Trucker, it's infectious. It's just awesome to have the support because that keeps, you know, that keeps me going. You know, it just keeps the fuel in the engine for me because it's crazy. You know, I can't last night was the first night in many that I'd slept in my bed as opposed to on the road. So it's
yeah.
craziness. But when I hear that, it just fuels the engines and I'm ready to keep going.
Excellent,
but we've got
excellent.
18 days, Trucker, 18 days.
Yes.
So what I'm telling everybody is get on their contact list on their phone. They can at least contact through their contact list and say, hey, O'Donnell's the real thing. That's where we're getting behind. Vote for her. That's what we need. We need that and we need the money. But if everybody were to get on their contact list, that's the least that they could do. They could sit there in their living room, do that, push my name forward to their contact list, and let's get her done.
Yeah, and I do it usually by the website. That's something that's really easy, DocSherry2024.com. And the interesting thing is the way your webmaster has put the website up, it actually pops up on the screen on your phone where you actually see your logo and your sign basically pops up right on the cell phone. This is who I'm voting for. You know, and that's simply all you have to do, basically.
Yes.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, out on the campaign trail, all these events you're attending, different venues, who are you seeing actually physically out there running for the U.S. Senate in person with you at these other events?
Well, I'm meeting myself coming and going, but that's the only candidate I'm seeing.
Okay. So no Justin Amash, no Sandy Pensler, definitely no Mike Rogers. How are these guys actually campaigning? You think they're strictly going to try to do this with mailers and TV ads?
Drucker sure seems that way. I've not seen Pensler within the past couple months. Mike Rogers, the last time I saw him, was up at the leadership breakfast in Traverse City. He got there late, left early. I've seen him now five times. Wow. Most of the people have not seen him. I've not ever met Justin. I met one of his representatives up at Benzie County. He came up to me afterwards and said, "You just did a kick butt job. I'm going to tell Howie Rich." Howie Rich is the founder of U.S. Term Limits. But that was his representative. But I've not ever met Justin. So, you know, it's everybody's soft, but I'm the one that 79 counties, Drucker. I wish I could have been in Roscommon last Sunday. Physically, I just could not make it because of other events we had going on. But I am the one that's all over the trail. And that's what the people are seeing. And they're realizing that I will work hard for them. Just as hard as I've worked for this, I will continue to work hard for them. That's in my blood. I mean, I own my own practice. You know, I don't go home at 5 o'clock every night, even before I got in this race.
Well, one of the things I think is pretty clear, too, is now that signs are being purchased and delivered, the network is happening. Your signs are starting to pop up here in northern Michigan. I was in Crawford County for their candidate forum. They asked me to moderate it. And I got to tell you, Dan Bonomi did a great job. I-75, other major highways there in Crawford County. We still have people in the UP. If they want signs, contact Mike Garreau. He's the county chair there in the Mackinac County GOP. 50 signs of yours went up to the UP main highway and major road frontages up in the UP. Starting to happen. And name recognition going through the roof as a result. How important it is for people to contact the campaign, hook up with these different distribution centers you have around the state to get your signs, get your name out there.
Very important. We've got another 1,000 that are being delivered this morning with 50 large signs. So Drucker, very important. And it's pretty encouraging, too, as I'm crossing the state, that suddenly we'll be driving somewhere, it's like, oh, look, there's one of my signs. You know, we're seeing it. We've got a couple people that actually took banners because they won the larger sign. They won a big banner, vinyl banner. But it is happening, Drucker. And it's, you know, just keeps the flames fumed and fired up. And I'm ready to do this. We got 18 days. So, you know, people are asking about ads. Well, one of the things I do need is I need some Facebook ads. I need some billboards. But go to my website, contribute something, we can get that done. I've got a billboard company that's ready to go as soon as I've got the money to do that. But DocsJerry2024.com. But, Trucker, the signs are popping up, and the name recognition is certainly increasing. When I was at the Black Robe Regiment last night, people literally, as I was walking out, oh, hey, I already did my absentee ballot. You're my vote. You're my vote. I was walking through Coach's restaurant last week, well, Sunday, and a lady came up to me. I thought that was you, and I didn't say anything to her. She said, I voted for you today. Let's go, girl power, and she high-fived me. There were three guys that were standing there. One of the three guys said, I voted for you, too. The other two were like, voted for her for what? And then one turns and said, oh, my gosh, you're running for U.S. Senate. There was only one of the four that hadn't heard of me. By the time he did hear a little bit about me, he was excited and called me the next day and said, I want a yard sign.
Excellent, excellent. A lot of things happening this weekend. I know you have your calendar filled. Where are you going? Where can people tell friends to go and see you?
So I start out tomorrow morning at the Berrien County Pancake Breakfast. Then I go up to Holland for the event. She prays, she votes. Then I'm going up to Newaygo. There's supposed to be a candidate forum. I think Sandy Pensler and I are the only ones going to be there, and that's if Sandy does make it. Then we head down to the event, the Trump rally, and then I go to the Trump event in Grand Rapids.
Man, that have you gotten a helicopter or an airplane yet?
Oh, that would make it easier, Drucker. That would make it easier.
Man, that is a haul. Man, that sounds like a truck driver. Five counties. Wow.
Five counties tomorrow. And then Sunday, I'm in Frankenmuth, and I turn around and I go to another event Sunday afternoon.
Wow, fantastic. Got a text message. We already voted for. I'm going to give them your cell phone. They want to send you a picture of their ballot. You're getting this out there. A lot of people are telling you that. How many things do you think the process, what are you hearing, I guess I should say, are people voting absentee, early voting, or is everybody waiting until Election Day? What are you hearing on the campaign trail?
I'm hearing a lot of people have gotten their absentee ballots, but turning it in on August 6th, because they want to turn it in personally. So they're getting their ballots, but turning it in on the 6th is the most common. Not a lot of people have sent theirs in yet.
One of the things that we knocked on some doors last night in Star Township over here in Lakes of the North, big development here in northern Michigan, a lot of people said they got their absentee ballots, but they're still sitting on the kitchen table. They haven't even opened them yet. So I think that's maybe the case, and maybe you're hearing the same thing.
I am. They've gotten them, but a lot of them that have gotten them have said, hey, I voted for you, ready? And, you know, Trucker, that really is encouraging. It really is, and it just kind of keeps me fighting, and I'll continue to fight for we the people and continue to serve them proud.
Right. One last thing I do want to ask you real quick. These events, as they're happening, you're taking your signs, you're taking placard information for people. How is it that people can get signs if, for some reason, you don't have them set up in a distribution center? Do you still have the ability to do them on your website?
Yes, we do, but it's probably easier if they were to contact us, because, Trucker, we've got depot spots all over the state at this point. We really do. We've got a lot of county people saying, hey, I can be a drop-off place, or so I literally have people all over the state.
Excellent. Very good. Best way to do that is go to your website, DocSherry2024.com, and leave a message. There's a way to contact the campaign. Is that the best way to do it, Sherry?
Yes, or they can also call the campaign number, Trucker, and the campaign number is 269-281-4482. That's a campaign phone.
Give us the number again.
269-281-4482.
Excellent. Very good. And if you want that information, folks, just text me, Doc, D-O-C, and I'll forward that information to you as well. Last final thoughts you'd like to say to the folks before we let you go this week?
18 days. Guys, let's. You know, I feel like I ran a marathon, Trucker, in the past. I ran a marathon for the Leukemia Society, and I feel that same adrenaline, that same excitement. We are on the last mile. I've run that 25.3 miles. We're coming into the 26.3. We're knocking it out of the park. Let's stay strong. Everybody get behind me, please. We don't need any more rhinos in office. We need somebody that's going to do the job, represent us. And guys, I'm that fresh start. So get behind me. Let's push me over the finish line August 6th. Get on my website, like it forward, and hit that donate button while you're on.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you stay safe out there. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Trucker. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Spallinger. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallinger, electspallinger.com. Paid for by Todd Spallinger for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, final segment of this week. Text message came in during the break from Robert Heikkinen. He is running for county commissioner in the city of Sheboygan. I have personally endorsed him for this race. He texted me, Doc, D-O-C. I responded back with the cell phone, 269-281-4482. Her email address, DocCherry2024@gmail.com, and the website, DocCherry2024.com. So just text me, Doc, and I'll send you that information as well. Greatly appreciate all the great patriots we had on the show today running for office. In the very first hour, we've talked with Josh Saul. He's running for Congress against Jack Bergman. Make sure you vote for Josh. That's what I'm planning to do. That's what Vicky's doing on her ballot. Todd Smallenberg, primary challenging incumbent state representative Cam Cavett. We can't vote for him. We don't live in the 106th, but if we did, we would absolutely vote for Todd Smallenberg. Janice Delahay, she came on. She's the treasurer running for re-election in Tuscarora Township. Greatly appreciate her. And, of course, you just heard from Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for the U.S. Senate. She's going to be attending our Fun Shoot Pig Roast and U.S. Senate Shoot Vote. You're going to be shooting your vote at the targets. I'm going to be picking them up in Traverse City this afternoon. Very much greatly look forward to that. One of the things that you want to do is look at these candidates. You want to look at these candidates. You want to vet them. You want to text them. You want to contact them. Text me. I have everybody stored in my phone. I even have their opponents. If you want Cam Cavett's phone number, or Congressman Jack Bergman's, or Parker Fairburn, Ken Borton, I have them all stored in my phone, as well as these patriots that I have personally endorsed who are sponsors of the show. You're hearing the commercials. You're hearing the interviews. They're showing up at the debates. These other people aren't. Now, I got a text earlier in the show. I'm going to have to find it real quick because I've been told, I don't know if this is true, where is the veterans of Sheboygan and Emmett County have set up a forum for the four candidates, Josh Saul, Kelly Barr, Dr. Bob Lorenzer and Congressman Jack Bergman. All the candidates have accepted except for Jack Bergman. What? Now, if this text is true, I'm not even aware of this event. If anybody who knows about the Sheboygan County, Emmett County veterans, I don't know if this is the VFW, American Legion. I don't know who's setting this up. But if anybody's listening and you have information about this event, I'd like to know about it. Send me a flyer. Send me the information. Where is it? When is it? Where is it going to be held? Any information about it, please send it to me. Greatly appreciate that. Very interesting. The candidates running have accepted, but the congressman has not. A veterans group. I'm being told it's Sheboygan County and Emmett County. Why would Congressman Jack Bergman not attend a veterans event? They're the ones that basically got him elected. If it hadn't been for the veterans in 2016, he would have never became a congressman. Now, because he's being primary challenged, all of a sudden he's choosing not to show up at these events. Folks, you got to ask yourself a very simple question. Why? What is he afraid of? Why is he not willing to come and take questions from county chairs? First congressional district chair. Now he's not willing to take questions from the veterans of Sheboygan and Emmett County? So please, I need verification, confirmation about this event. I have not heard anything. I've not seen anything. What the heck? Now, if you're not willing to go to a friendly environment, Veterans Association, veterans who helped you get elected your first election, your second, your third, your fourth, now running for his fifth term in Congress, and he won't go to a veterans event. What does that tell you? They helped him in 2016, 2018, 2020, 2022. Well, now, 2024, he's not showing up. He's not showing up anywhere. Folks, you got to ask yourself a question. Why? The two Democrat candidates. Personally, if I was a Democrat, I'd be voting for Callie Barr. I think Dr. Bob is a loser. He's lost. He should not be getting the nomination. I've looked at her website. I've looked at her story. Attorney having to figure out VA and TRICARE to take care of her wounded veteran husband. This is somebody that I could even support versus Bergman in the general election. She wins the primary and Bergman is able to pull off a miracle and defeat Josh Saul. I'd be voting for her. Well, that's it for this week, today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM. God willing, we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349. 818-8349.
Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org.